Lightning Express from the depot so grand had just started out on its way. All of the passengers gathered on board seemed to be happy and gay. One little boy sitting all alone was reading a letter he had. You could plainly see by the look in his eyes that the contents of it made him sad. Now the stern old conductor had started his run, taking tickets from all of those there. Finally reaching the side of the boy, he gruffly demanded his fare. "I have no money," the boy then did say, "but I'll pay you back someday. Then I'll throw you off at the next stop we make." But he stopped when he heard the boy say, "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off this train. My very best friend in the world, sir, is waiting for me in pain, expecting to die any moment, sir, and may not live through the day. I've just got to get home and kiss mother goodbye before God takes her away." Well, a woman nearby was heard to exclaim, "If you put him off, it's a shame." And taking his hat, a collection she made, and the boy's fare was paid on that train. "I'm obliged to you, miss, for your kindness to me. Oh, it's nothing," she said, "never fear." And each time the conductor would pass through that car, the boy's words would ring in his ear. "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off this train. My very best friend in the world, sir, is waiting for me in pain, expecting to die any moment, sir, and may not live through the day. I've just got to get home and kiss mother goodbye."